As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is a wild, busy day in New York sports. Draft day 2025, Knicks Pistons game 3 tonight as well. The Yankees and Mets move out of the way for one day, and we'll be hopefully having a feel-good Friday tomorrow. With both fan bases feeling good about their picks, although that doesn't necessarily matter because Joe Shane got an A-plus drafting Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal. We all love that.
Sure we did.
And it didn't work out that way.
Oh, it hasn't, and the question will Kayvon Thibodeau be a part of a package being traded later on in the first round tonight? Who knows?
Yeah, well, that was something that Todd McShay said. I'd be totally fine with that.
What does Carson Shane say?
I don't know about that one.
That's the go-to guy, it seems like, right now.
That is the go-to guy. You can go back on the free Odyssey app and see what I'm talking about in the open. Is Carson Shane, Joe Shane's son, who wanted the Giants to trade up to get Jaden Daniels last year, put out a Jackson Dart highlight reel on his Instagram yesterday, then deleted it, then made his account private. So what does that mean? Does that mean Jackson Dart is going to end up with the New York Giants? And by the way, there's no guarantee that they get him. I mean, they could love him if that's the case. We don't know. They could love Shuck. They could love Dart. But, you know, they're going to take Abdul Carter number 3. They're not taking one of those quarterbacks number 3. And chances are that that second pick in the second round, if they love Jackson Dart that much, another team's going to like him too. They're probably going to have to trade back up. You're going to have to find that partner. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
Not easy, man.
It's never easy, but that's what makes it fun.
That's right.
And, you know, remember the Eagles jumped up in front of the Giants to get Devontae Smith, and then all of a sudden the Giants ended up with young Joker.
Yeah, that was as miserable of a scenario as you could possibly have. And in the process of getting Kadarius Toney, they passed on Micah Parsons. So that was the other part of that.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's as bad as it gets. So it went Devontae Smith, Micah Parsons, and then like two picks later. I mean, no, it was Devontae Smith, Kadarius Toney, Micah Parsons. Whew. Rough
man,
one.
Man, did the Giants lose that one?
Ooh.
I mean, because that's in your own division, too. That's three teams in the same division.
Yeah, I mean, and they loved Devontae Smith, and they wanted a wide receiver desperately, and I think that they panicked at that situation. And the other thing that I'd love to know, if I could just, anybody was a part of that draft room, with that Kadarius Toney pick, did you talk to him? Did you meet him at all?
Yeah, they had to.
And you still used the first round pick on him?
Which is really bizarre. That's the thing, man. You got to make sure you know these kids. God, you have to make sure that they are all there. That you know, you got to get past the combine stuff. You got to get past the productivity in college. I mean, all of that's there. You can see it.
Yeah.
But that's why you got to go deeper. You got to find out more. And I'm thinking people are finding out a little bit more about Shedeur Sanders as this process has gone on. And that's one of the reasons why he seems to be dropping so quickly.
Yeah, and maybe, so as we mentioned before, it's a combination where Phil Simms believes that there was no way that he was going to be drafted in the top three no matter what. So when people say he was dropping out of the top three, it wasn't necessarily dropping. It was just that the media was evaluating him in that way where the NFL teams were not.
Well, Mel Kiper had him like number one on the board for the longest time.
Still does, yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah, so there's that. So then, all right, you take that, maybe have him more like where the Saints are picking at nine, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe have him there would make more sense. Now, with whatever is going on, which God knows, but he is now dropping to like where the Steelers are at 21.
He's had some interviews. He's had his pro day. There's been more like due diligence, I feel like, on him than anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's because, I mean, it's definitely because of his name. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, no, if he was Shador Smith, nobody would be really talking about him incessantly the way that we have been. And that's part of the curse of having his dad, who his dad is. I mean, Patrick Mahomes had to deal with that. You know, you have a name that is recognizable. Now, this is in the sport that the dad played.
Right. I mean, and Patrick Mahomes Sr. was like a, you know.
They were showing highlights of Patrick Mahomes when he was at Texas Tech. Before the draft, mm-hmm. And they were talking about, you know, how certain guys got traded for. Like, Emmitt Smith got traded for during, you know, they got one up to go get him.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kansas City traded for Patrick Mahomes to move up to go get him. And how, like, Jerry Rice was traded for by the 49ers. Some of the great trades that have worked out for the teams who have made the trades.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens here with Shador Sanders. This, you know, in 2 years from now, maybe he is the second coming. Who knows? Or he's out of the league.
And where's Baldy's big trade? Brian Baldinger, who we all like, by the way. All of us love Brian Baldinger. I always said that, you know, him doing color commentating was one of my favorites. And I always thought that he should have been doing more games because he was able to break down things that might have been more confusing to me in a way that was, I got it. And he was also, you know, he was doing like the Tony Romo thing, just like you were doing the Tony Romo thing, you know, predicting things that were going to happen, you know, based on the study that he did of the game and knowing what was coming. But he said there was going to be a big trade, a blockbuster.
Like he knew what the trade was.
Yeah. And he said, not an if or when, so get ready, buckle up, big trade. And maybe he's in that situation now where he's like, I don't even care if I'm wrong, I'm just going to put it out there. But
right, and if I'm right, then it works and it's good, but you got to believe if there's a trade, it's got to be a team that feels like, you know, they're on the cusp of a championship. So there's probably about eight of those teams. And you would think that one of those teams may like one of these young kids that's going to fill a hole for their team. Like, could it be like the Kansas City Chiefs love Ty Warren?
Yeah, the tight end. Or maybe Ashton Jeanty.
True. I mean, like, you know, and that's the one kid who's going the opposite way. Ashton Jeanty, he seems to be rising in the eyes of many NFL people scouts.
You know who you can thank for that? Two guys, Saquon Barkley and Jahmyr Gibbs. Because
Bijan Robinson, too, I would say.
Yeah, but Bijan's been a little disappointing.
Well, I think that team has been disappointing.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, but Saquon Barkley, even though he was drafted all the way back in 2018, his season last year and the fact that he took the Eagles, you know, to that the promised land after losing the Super Bowl without him and then winning the Super Bowl with him and how great he was. Everybody's like, well, man, if you got a good team, you know, a dynamic running back, man, not so bad. And then Jahmyr Gibbs pick, getting him on a good team and seeing how dynamic he was in year one, I think was another thing that caught people's attention.
I'll tell you what, it's pretty impressive watching that Ashton Jeanty and how many people just bounce off of him.
Yeah.
And how hard it is to tackle him because of his low center of gravity.
Yeah. Big and thick.
Oh, he's thick, all right.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be that next guy. I mean, he's just, and these young running backs, man, they burst on the scene when they're good. You know, and the knock is always like on the first round running back. You find a guy just like that in the second or third round. Not every time, no.
Look at Saquon Barkley. He's a gold jacket guy.
Yeah, touched by the hand of God.
Yeah. I mean, he was touched by the hand of God when he put on the Eagle uniform.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when he did that which is still something that has never been done and will never be done again, the backwards leap over a defender.
Yes.
Without even watching where he was going, he leapt over a defender backwards.
And think about this. This time last year, they were trying to figure out whether or not they were going to sign him. And he decides to go to Philadelphia for whatever reason. And then not only does Philadelphia sign him to a better contract, they not only do that, they rip up the contract and give him an even better contract going into this year.
Yeah, they also gave him a Super Bowl ring, too. So, yeah.
Oh, he's good. A big part of that.
No, I know. But my point is that, yeah, a lot of things Saquon has gotten since he's gone to Philadelphia, and he's earned it all. All right, get some calls in now, 888-808-1019. Whatever you want. Draft day, Knicks game 3, Mets on a roll, Yankees with a nice win yesterday. Now's the time to join the show like Barry in Hudson Valley. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Barry? Yeah.
Hey, I called about the Knicks initially, but you guys mentioned the Islanders, and me and my wife, we grew up in Long Island, and there's a lot of stuff going on with that team that's really questionable. There's a lot of disdain towards Lou Lamoriello, and this man's brought us over to the ECF twice. Garth Snow, I don't remember if he did that, to be honest, I can't recall, but there's a lot of disdain towards that team right now. I also think them firing Chris King really, really messed up. Don LaGreca was talking about it yesterday on his show. I've been listening to Chris King for a while. That man bleeds blue and orange. Got a lot of feelings about that, personally. Wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that news, and I was bummed out. I mean, we have fun with Chris King's high-pitched voice from time to time, but the guy cares more about that team than anybody, as you mentioned. Obviously, we've got a soft spot for radio here, so I think that sucks. And to do it to save how much money?
Yeah, I'm not really sure why they did this, but they may reconsider this because the fan base is upset. Look, the fan base has been frustrated the last couple of years, and I totally understand why. And, you know, the ownership has reacted, and they did not renew Lou Lamoriello. Lou Lamoriello brought pride, stability, 2 Eastern Conference championship runs. You know, he built the team in a certain way. No long hair, no mustaches, you know, none of that, no facial hair until the playoffs came around. And really brought a spirit back to the team. And in the middle of all of that, you know, from moving from the Nassau Coliseum to Barclays, Now into UBS, you would think that the team would be making more money and they'd be worth more money because of the building and everything else around it. And that's why it seems cheap that the team would knock off the radio announcers. And those guys love that team. And I know Chris King. We know him personally. He's from East Islip. That guy loves that team. And maybe they'll reconsider this because of the blowback from the fan base. The fan base has got to let ownership know. No, I don't think this is John Ledecky doing this. I don't know if it's Scott Malkin doing this, and I don't know if it's John Collins doing this. It could be one of the more likely that it's John Collins because he's the guy that's now going to be searching for the new GM, which is ultimately going to lead to a new coach as well.
Yeah, just a really odd thing. Like when this,
but they don't have like a real radio presence unless you want to go find it, or you got to go to their website and is something that is more local than anything else.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's very common for people to stream radio these days as their main source of listening. People do it with us all the time with the Odyssey app, wherever, you know, guys who are in their car, then they're going to the gym to work out, and then they switch over to the phone. So it's not like because they don't have a radio presence over the air, it doesn't mean that people aren't paying attention to it and listening to it. And with Bluetooth, you can stream it in your car, comes out through the radio speakers as well. So,
and by the way, those two guys were traveling commercially to these games. They weren't even traveling with the team, is another. I mean, that's a Lou thing, but Lou's not here now. So whoever the new GM is, all of that could change too. But
Lou, he's going to be mean.
Yeah, I would think that if the fan base really creates enough of a ruckus, that maybe somebody would reconsider this because, you know, they are the conduit to your fan base, your hardcore fan base. They're the ones that, you know, they're talking to. Again, if you want to have some sort of, I've always thought that most hockey local announcers are really homers. They're really propagandists.
And then they should be in that situation.
Exactly. And you need more of that You don't need less of that.
Yeah. Just a couple of, you know, examples. One, I mean, Sam Rosen, I understand it was television. Spent an entire season saying goodbye to Sam Rosen because of how much of a legend he was. How much people loved him. Because he connected to the fans.
Yes.
Power play goal. Things that people will remember forever. We were playing the other day with Aaron Asham. And he knows that I spent time in Pittsburgh. First thing he said to me, he goes, man, sad to see Langer go. Talking about Mike Lang, the radio play-by-play voice of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
And I bring these examples up because of, to further your point of the connection to the fan base and these guys. And yes, the TV presence has it as well. And you see that from a lot of these fan bases. But these radio guys, how do you go in and be like, all right, we're moving on from Lou Lamoriello. And while we're doing that, let's take the radio guys and get rid of them as well. It's bizarre. It's weird.
And it looks horrible. It just looks bad.
Leaves a bad taste in your mouth after a disappointing season.
And by the way, you know, when I'm in the car and I got Kenny Albert or Don LaGreca doing it with Dave Maloney.
Yeah.
You know, I'm texting, well, when I'm stopped. I'm texting Kenny Albert and screaming at him.
Yeah. Right.
You know, just like I would if he's doing the game on TV.
Yeah.
And you know, I love the fact that Dave Maloney's doing it. I love the fact, you know, that Kenny Albert's doing it, you know, and Donnie LaGreca, too. He does a great job.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel connected to the team through those guys. That's why this just feels Bush League Islanders again.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the Islanders came out of that. Like, you know, Charles Wong, I always said this, and I knew Charles personally. Our daughters went to high school together, and they went to college together, so I got to really know him as a person.
Yeah.
And, you know, he loved the Islanders, and it was more of a community thing for him because he was trying to keep the Islanders on the island for the Islander fan.
Sure.
And, you know, you could question some of the amount of money that they spent and the fact that they were practicing in Syosset at a less than professional situation over there. And then they finally get Eisenhower or Northwell now, and that was a whole fiasco, but they end up buying it out of bankruptcy, and they got a first-class practice facility now. They got a first-class building, one of the best buildings in the NHL. And now, all of a sudden, this is what you're doing?
Yeah, looks bad.
And I don't think this is Ledecky. I think this is something else. And I don't know where it's coming from, but they should reconsider this.
And hopefully they do.
I mean, you're talking about how much money.
Yeah, I know.
Could it cost, especially if those guys are on the charter with the teams, which they should be.
Yeah. I mean, that was something I was going to say, and it was like no disrespect to them. I don't want to be like, how much money could they be making? But for real, at an organization, a professional sports organization, you can't be like going down the sheet, like doing Doge cuts and come to those guys and be like, well, we got to get rid of them. Like, what?
That's like the last group you want to get rid of because they're the ones that are the ones connecting with your fan base.
Yeah,
so hopefully they'll reconsider this, and this is an overreaction to something. I don't know. You know, because you gotta believe. You know, obviously Scott Malkin bought the team with John Ledecky and John Collins, but you know that building makes that team worth so much more money now.
Yeah, I mean, and we love UBS, and we love John Ledecky. So I mean, hopefully he's listening to this.
They just need to reconsider this.
John, by the way, he listens to his fans. He loves the fans. I've never seen an owner spend more time with fans than John Ledecky does. So he's going to hear that from them, too.
I hope so. I mean, like, you know, the other part of all of this, you know, when you think about the local connection, I mean, these guys grew up here, and how many bad seasons had they had to go through?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't Garth Snow's fault that he was under a strict budget and tried to do everything he possibly could. And then they have to go play at the Barclays Center, which is not built for hockey. I mean, it was a disaster. And by the way, the good news, at least in my eyes, is that the Sands Corporation has pulled out of this cockamamie idea that they were going to put a casino right where the Nassau Coliseum is.
Yep, that's right. So they're not going to be one of those downstate licenses and look for Steve.
Yeah, they realized that they weren't going to get it. That's the bottom.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, so it is draft day, and it's a huge day, and it was a huge day in all of our lives for those of us who were drafted. I obviously lasted to the second round. I was the first quarterback taken back in 1984, and I was reminded by some guy on X by the name of, he goes by the name of Football Helmet Guy.
Okay.
So Football Helmet Guy posted a picture of me when I was in high school, and he writes, "This dude was the first QB selected in the 1984 NFL draft. He was selected in the second round, number 38 overall." And there it is.
Yep.
That dude right there. Look at that badass.
And on CBS Sports Network, that is a picture of you with the very, very blonde hair.
Very light, long hair, too.
Very long hair.
Yes.
And that is... Where are you exactly?
That's at East Islip. That's at East Islip High School. That's back on our practice field in between the high school and I think that is Ruth C. Kinney Elementary School in the background.
Wow.
That was the field in between the elementary school, one of the elementary schools in East Islip. That's in Islip Terrace, actually, and behind the high school. There it is.
You look like you got good length.
I had spot-built shoes.
Wow.
And look at how big my thigh pads are. And my shoulder pads, for that matter.
Yeah, the pads were just enormous back then.
Yeah, look at that.
It's ridiculous.
Well,
yeah.
What do you mean it's ridiculous?
No, the pads.
Oh, okay.
No, not you. I mean, the pads, you look back at some of the NFL stuff from those
days. You hadn't perfected your bulge game yet, I guess.
You know, Eddie, you just can't help yourself.
No, not really.
I know. By the way, I think I weighed about 180 pounds there.
Wow.
I was my height as I am now.
You look very, long. You look very thin.
Yes, I was. Uh-huh. Long and thin, yeah.
That's what you, yeah. You look more like a basketball player in that picture.
Yeah.
Well, he was.
I was a basketball player.
I understand that, but you didn't go to the NBA. You went to the NFL.
True.
That's all.
Could you have gone to the NBA?
No.
Could you have played Major League Baseball?
Yes.
Wow.
I believe so, yes.
Well, especially as a lefty. They love the lefties. Easier to get there as a lefty.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd want to be a pitcher or want to be an everyday player.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, like a center fielder or a first baseman.
Yeah, first base. I could see a first base over there.
How about center field?
No.
I was a great outfielder. Yeah, right I had a cannon for an arm.
Right field.
Yeah, yeah.
Right field.
Right field.
I need to be in center. I need to be in the mix. What? Don't.
I don't think you exactly glided like a center fielder would.
Yeah, 6'4"
you're looking
big,
at
man.
Me now. I'm 64 years old, and you've been with me since I was like 48 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, you're not remembering like what I was when I was 16.
Yeah, I saw you run around the football field. I don't see center fielder. Right field. First base.
Center field. I covered a lot of ground.
I'm just thinking like lefty specialist. And just come out.
And I'm not a lefty specialist.
Guy.
Yeah, just a bullpen guy. Come out there, get the lefty out.
That's not going to cut it. That's why I played football.
Worked out pretty well.
It did.
All right, Jerry, what's going on? We are brought to you by Thunderbolts. It is indeed the first round of the NFL draft tonight.
What is Thunderbolts?
It's a movie.
Marvel movie, I think.
Oh, it's a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just played the commercial right before we came back.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. So Abdul Carter expected to go to the Giants. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
You would think? So Bruce Beck caught up with him in Green Bay, a couple of different things. So how did things go with the Giants when you met with them?
I think it went well. Definitely got a good feeling with them, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Will you bring an explosiveness to the table?
For sure, I'm bringing everything.
I mean, they're showing them against Maryland here. It's not good. This is against Maryland. The highlights they're showing on CBS Sports Network right now. Those Maryland helmets are beautiful.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Here was he was asked. You know, he's from Philadelphia. So, what would it be like for him if he ended up in New York?
That'd be dope. But obviously, you know, once I go to New York, I'm all New York. I'm gonna have to leave Philly behind. So, we'll see.
What does Philly mean to you?
It means everything. It's where I come from, my roots. That's where my family's from. So, yeah, it means a lot.
Sounds like a good guy. Sounds like he knows what's going on.
He had the post about LT last week. What was that all about?
That's the greatest football player of all time. Somebody I look up to, somebody who inspired me. So just me following in his footsteps.
And in terms of...
Well, you also do cocaine.
He did not ask that question. he was asked, though, you know, you met with other teams. What team do you have the best feeling about?
Yeah, definitely New York right now, but we'll see what happens tomorrow.
We shall see. So kind of a cool environment out there.
I did say, once I go to the Giants. He did say that. You know, he's like, once I go to the Giants, then I got to forget about Philly.
That is true.
It basically sounds pretty definitive. That wasn't an if.
But a very leading question, though. He goes, if the Giants draft you, you know, Philly, is that going to be hard to leave behind?
Yeah, okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's certainly, then again, I think you pointed it out. Micah Parsons was told he was going to be taken by them too, and they traded back and bypassed it.
That's right.
So, who knows? The Lions agree to a 4-year, $86 million extension with Kirby Joseph. Christian McCaffrey with the media, so you got these voluntary workouts. He has zero restrictions from the Achilles injuries. That said, how are you feeling physically?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, I mean, it's been such a smooth process, a lot of hard work. You know, as soon as that injury happened in Buffalo, I was kind of, this was my goal, was to not miss a day of OTAs, be back ready to go with nothing hindering me, and that's where I'm at.
You know, I forgot until he said the injury in Buffalo, the way he went down as he was running the ball. It looked like someone shot him from the crowd. It was crazy.
It's one of those crazy things about what's going on with the Achilles tendon in the NFL these days.
He said, it sounds like some people don't believe as much in the Niners as they have in recent past years. He says, that's fine.
I mean, I like that mentality that we have, and I kind of like the narrative going around because... you know, those are the kind of stuff where you can prove them right or prove them wrong. And I think we got a committed team and a team that's ready to gel together and realize that it's going to take all of us. And that's how it should be showing up, you know. And so I'm excited about that.
Sounds good. Titans signing wide receiver Tyler Lockett. This is kind of NFL college related, if you will, because Bill Belichick coached in the NFL for a long time. Now he's coaching at North Carolina. We know a lot about Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend. This was interesting. So this was on ESPN's First Take with our guy Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
Uh-huh.
The way the clip is presented, I don't exactly know where he was going with this, but he was about to say something about her, and then he wasn't allowed.
A lot more that I can give you. The Rangers fired their head coach.
you know, Mrs. Belichick's girlfriend with the 28-3, you know, jersey, which drove me crazy. Did you see that this week?
Well, tell me the Belichick's girlfriend real quick. I want to hear.
You want to hear this? It'll get me in trouble, but I'll tell you anyway.
They said no. They said no.
Oh, don't go through.
Okay. No.
That's what I mean.
Said no.
I get edited
no.
here, too. I get edited.
Okay. No, I said something.
She got me in trouble.
So we didn't do it. We didn't do it. We caught ourselves.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, I mean, ESPN is confusing to me what would be okay and not okay. I think that they're probably completely freaked out by that story that Pat McAfee got in trouble with the...
Yeah.
So they're just thinking anything that might be controversial about anybody where we could get sued in that way. And when Dog says before that, you know, this will get me in trouble, before he says that, you know, they're just like, no!
But upset about her wearing a shirt?
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's
I'm
weird.
Trying to make it make sense. And the fact that I think that they are extra heightened awareness about when you're talking about young women, because there is a young woman suing the company and one of their big stars. So when Dog's out there about to go, hey, listen to this 22-year-old tight ass, you know, whatever he's about to say. You know, they don't need that right now.
Yeah, no, they don't need that.
Yeah.
They got enough on their plate as we speak.
Walking around with their yoga pants. You know, next thing you know, they got another lawsuit on their hands.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that was kind of bizarre. All right, we get to the baseball from yesterday. The Yankees looking to avoid the sweep, and they do indeed as they beat the Guardians, and they had nice offense early, which gives us our Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion, and who else but Aaron Judge.
First pitch, swung on a high drive, center field. Going back is Martinez on the track. And it hits off the top of the wall. It's a live ball. Here comes Rice around third. Judge digging for third. Rice scores, ends at third with a slide. Aaron Judge with a triple. It's 1-0. Right off the get-go here in Cleveland. Yankees lead.
Yeah,
that's the thing where a guy like Aaron Judge would think, okay, that's probably going to be a home run.
But he was running.
He could feel it off the bat. And probably going to be a home run.
You know he's running. You know why?
Because he's not Jared Kelnick.
Because he's
why.
Our thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's
Yankees,
premier
Jerry.
Infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com.
That's what the captain does.
That's what captains should do. Batting .415 in the month
amazing.
Of April.
Amazing.
He is pretty damn good. By the way, I say Aaron Judge because that's the whole John Sterling thing.
Yes.
Did you see Sterling's going to be doing like a local radio show or something?
Yeah, yes. Saturday afternoons.
Yep.
I thought he retired.
Well, he did.
Well, so did Joe Beningo.
Oh, fair point. Okay. Well.
Damn.
And Mike Francesa.
Mike Francesa retired, too.
Yeah.
Summers.
And Steve Summers. Okay, moving right along. Yeah. Here is George. So far, so good. We mentioned the batting average.
Just trying to keep everything simple. You know, just not trying to do too much. I really don't have an answer for you right now. It's just, you know, I wanted to come in this year and have a better April than I did last year. So, just trying to keep that going.
Keep it going. And also needs to keep it going is Carlos Rodon. Last couple of starts, pretty good. He was really good yesterday. He's now 3-3, ERA of 3.50, 7 innings, 4-hit ball, gave up an unearned run.
It builds confidence, you know. I felt like I was right there. I just want to keep going, you know, just keep winning games and going as deep as I can.
And yes, the Yankees are off today, as are the Mets. The Yankees will play Toronto tomorrow. Meantime, with the Mets, don't have a ton of time, but I do want to give you the Pete Alonso because everything's about Starling Marte. But you had the Mets down a run in the 10th inning yesterday to the Phillies, who are trying to avoid the sweep. But it was Alonso that came up with the big
tie. You know, Joe and I were together watching this.
Oh, okay.
And we thought he was going to strike out.
Yeah, well, because of the first two pitches, he was just he wasn't even close.
And he had already struck out twice in the game. And we're thinking, it's a day game. It's a getaway game. He's just a little bit off.
Yeah. And we were okay with it. We're like, you know what? We're playing great.
Yeah, but I also
coming through so much.
But I also said this is a moment. This is like Mikal Bridges had this moment in game two. Mm-hmm. You have a moment every now and again that if you can come through, you're going to be the man.
That's right.
And Pete has been coming through more often than not.
Romano set with the 0-2. Deep breath and the pitch. Line toward right center field. Stevenson racing over. It's over his head. That ties the game. Lindor comes in. Alonso to second with a game-tying RBI double. 3-3 in the bottom of the 10th.
And that was Keith Raddin, Mets Odyssey Radio.
I was shocked how far that ball went when I was watching it.
Well, remember Gary said there's something going on with the ball a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Is it the bat or the ball? Is it the torpedo bats?
Well, they change the ball every year. It's bizarre.
That wasn't a torpedo, nothing. That thing's right off the end of the bat, down and away.
Yeah, I mean, and off the bat, it looked like it was just going to be a blue. I still thought it was a hit, but I thought it was going to be a bloop hit in front of the center fielder. He'd play on one hop. The fact that that made it to the wall was shocking to me.
Just kept traveling and traveling. Well, they would wind up winning. Starling Marte with the game-winning RBI single right after that. 4-3, Mets beat the Phillies, complete the sweep, complete a 7-0 homestand. They are now 18-7.
This our team?
This is our team. And you're doing it with, now I know he threw a guy out at home plate. It was a big play by Soto, but you're still doing it without Juan Soto really giving you too much offensively.
He's participated. He just hasn't participated at the level that we're all expecting, and eventually it will get there. And the fact that they're doing this and playing this way is like, wow. All right, this is what it feels like.
Edwin
actually
Diaz.
Actually, the team going out and get on, off to a hot start.
Says he's okay, left with hip cramps.
And I just saw a video where the Mets detected that he had one leg longer than the other, and they were able to fix that for him.
How did they fix that?
I don't know. All I'll say is I did go to a chiropractor once, and they showed this thing where, like, my one arm was, like, longer than the other because of the way my back was, and then they fixed that, so maybe it was something like that. I don't know.
They said that there's one leg longer than they just figured this out now. He's been here, what, for 5 years?
Well, I don't think that it was is always like that. Maybe it was just like his body was out of whack.
Does it look like it? Like when he was walking off the field yesterday?
It just says Mets trainers noticed that one of Edwin Diaz's legs was longer than the other yesterday.
Just yesterday?
Just yesterday.
They fixed the issue, says Diaz. I was feeling better after.
Is that real?
It's 100% real. It's from the SNY Mets account.
They compress his leg up into his hip.
I'm positive, man. It is real. So it's at SNY TV.
Okay.
It's there. It's the verified gold badge. Listen, man. Well, he does have a barnacle on his face.
No.
It's right here. It's got all right there.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
No, but I told you here's another thing I'm trying to make sense. I go to a chiropractor one time. The guy goes, look at this. And he put my arms up, and like it was like one was here, one was there, because my back was screwed up, I guess. And then he fixed that, crank, crank, crank. And then he held the arms up, and they were even. So maybe he has like a back thing or a hip thing, and they had to go crank, crank, crank. And then all of a sudden, his legs are the same length. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have never heard of this.
Jerry?
In all my years
sounds
of
fine to me.
Being around sports and athletes and trainers, this is a new one for me.
All right.
Well, and this just happened yesterday.
That's what they said.
Like they've looked at him for all these years.
You are right. They invent ways to be injured and to come up with things.
I mean, I thought hip cramps was bad. And one leg longer than the other now?
All right, so what is it? So it's not really hip cramps. It's one leg longer than the other.
All right, we got to take a break. We are.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got some good calls ready to go here. If we don't get to you in the next couple of minutes, hang on. We'll take some more next hour. It's a busy day, and everybody's got big opinions on the draft and the Mets and Yankees and, of course, Knicks game 3 tonight. Let's go to Dr. Rich, who has some thoughts on the Edwin Diaz one leg longer than the other situation from yesterday. Dr. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Dr. Rich. What's up today?
So the general term is leg length discrepancy. And what happens is the pelvis, as it sits, you know, in your hip area, right, it can move structurally in three different directions. So if one side is tilted forward or, you know, lifted, the other side is tilted the other direction. If they do a test where they lay somebody flat on a table with their feet together and they go from lying to sitting, the leg length will change based on the position of the pelvis. One side may get longer being pushed forward. One side may be pushed back. which will indicate, which will look like one leg is actually longer than the other. So if you look at the bones, and the little round bones inside your ankle, the medial malleolus, is they'll see the change or a shift in their alignment. So they'll from that test, that line of sitting test, we'll be able to determine if one hip is being pulled up or sliding down.
So this is something that's very easily fixed and should help Diaz with the hip pain or whatever else he's dealing with?
100%. Usually it's a combination of a couple of things, either a weak glute max on one side, maybe a tight hip flexor on the other side, a tight QL in the lower back, or a combination of those things. It can also pull a hamstring taut where it feels like the hamstring is tight, but it actually the hamstring is being pulled in a lengthening direction.
All right, Dr. Rich, so that's a lot of info there, man. I appreciate that. But so there you go. There's the technical situation there with the one leg longer than the other. It's a pelvis spot. What that is. And Al, you've dealt with some pelvis situations, have you not?
I had a pelvic, mine was more like the muscles, not the bone.
Okay. So your legs have always been the same length?
I believe so. I've never measured them, but.
And now I think we're going to have to do that. Make sure that our pelvises are in the right place. You know what I'm saying? Can't have a misplaced pelvis.
I had very tight pelvis muscles.
And you're good with that now? All those rolling better. Things you've done?
Yep.
Let's go to Vinny and Comac. What's going on, Vinny?
Hi, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Not much. I was calling about the Edwin Diaz injury as well. That doctor stole my thunder. He knows a lot more than I do. But, I've been to a dozen chiropractors. Every time I go there, they tell me the same thing. They lay you down. You know, it seems like a scam. They one leg's longer than the other. They do a couple of adjustments over a series of a few days, and your leg is back to normal. That's my first point. And my second point that I mentioned to Al was, Tiki, during his show yesterday brought this up and, he said the same thing. He's gone through this, many times.
Wow.
So it is a thing.
Wow. All right. It's a thing. Well, it sounds like a thing that can be very easily, dealt with. And why do people think that chiropractors are scam artists? I never understood that.
They're not MDs. That's why.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody I know that goes to a chiropractor feels great.
Well, they go for relief. They go for relief. Yeah, sure.
I mean, like the couple times I went, I walked out of there, felt like a new man.
Joe Montana loved the chiropractor. I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't?
I did the massage therapist.
Yeah. But I mean, the chiropractor, man, I should probably go back to one of those. You walk out of there, you're like, you're nice and limber.
Get up your golf game.
Yeah.
You never know.
God. Take all the help I can get. Elwood in North Carolina. What's going on, Elwood?
Fine. It's great. It's great to listen to you guys. It's an honor.
Thank you, Elwood. Thank you. What's happening?
Well, I heard you guys talking about Mitchell Robinson's feet.
Yeah.
I was talking about this about a year and a half ago, why he keeps getting hurt. And if anybody notices, it's from his waist down. He's always getting hurt. Nothing, you know, major on top. I just think he's just too top heavy. And I think he really just needs to start working on some kind of balance. You know, get some kind of good balance coaches or something like that.
Well, it's kind of about, you know, we often talk about quarterbacks and we make fun, but it's a true attribute of a quarterback is having a lower, thicker half. And, you know, we always mention Phil talks about having a wide ass and all this other crap, and it's true. I mean, that's what they look for. If you look at Mitchell Robinson's body type, he is lean from the waist down. He is really thin.
Yes.
And, when you are playing in the NBA or the NFL, especially if that position or if an offensive lineman or running back and a quarterback, you want a very strong base.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's on stilts.
Right. So that is a physical attribute that people have.
Well, he gets his shoes made by a farrier.
It was like my friend, like my teammate that had the two size gonads. He had one that was like a golf ball, and the other one was a marble.
Mm.
And he used to sit there, and he used to show us, like, the difference.
Do you have to warn your sexual partner about that the first time you're intimate with them? Like, hey, listen, you're going to see something that's a little bit weird. Was it that much of a discrepancy?
It was that big of a discrepancy.
Yeah, see, and
this is a very large human being I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
And he did have two different sizes.
Collinsworth?
No, but he did have two different sizes.
Okay. Yeah,
I would think, I think you'd have to warn somebody. Be like, listen, you're going to.
Well, I mean,
just don't
it
get freaked out here.
I mean, this guy was proud of it.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, like when you're proud of something, like you show the guys in the locker room.
Very true. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Quick I have break. Three testicles.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.